Now, the fact that you might have little or no sight in your eyes doesn't mean that you can't get an injury. And Dave Healy, Blind Dave, well, he got a surprise at the weekend, didn't you, sir?
Oh, I got a very big surprise, yes. And he learned me... He taught me a good lesson.
Mm-hmm.
When you open the side gate to your house, which is a steel gate with a metal prong sticking out on it, make sure that your eye is nowhere near the metal prong. It hit and it hurt and it was sore and it knocked me sick and I was a little bit concerned about it, to say the least. But after a visit to the Birmingham Eye Hospital, he had a good old look in there and he said it's a good deep scratch. Fortunately, it's not punctured, so, you know, infection is less likely. And with some antibiotic cream now, which I don't know whether it's just the fact that I know it wasn't good, and a combination of the cream, it's given me peace of mind. And it's getting better. It's still a trifle sore, but it's getting better.
But that was painful at the time, though.
Oh, crumb, Simon, all joking apart, mate. My pain threshold is quite good, but I think it was, you know, the shock. It hit the eye smack on. Yeah, it was painful, mate. At the time I thought, it can't be blood because it's not sticky. But there was a lot of serious liquid and pain. Oh, my goodness. It did knock me sick. And, yeah, so it was a good 10 minutes before I sort of moved.
Probably if you'd had sight, you might have got an inkling that there was, you know, that way where you get that reflex action?
Yeah.
Whereas
when
you just open it like that, it's just straight, oh my goodness.
That is the thing. I suppose a lot of people say you're probably lucky in the sense that you haven't got sight, so you didn't see it coming. So when it hits, there's pain. But I'm guessing if you can see it coming, you know it's going to hit, and you're expecting pain, maybe, you know, the relax isn't there. So I don't know, mate, I don't know. Whichever way, it was going to hurt one way or the other.
Well, you're more of an expert. You've run into so many things over the years.
I know, tell me about it. But it's like the lads always say when I have a fall, you know, because you don't see the floor coming, or it happens and, you know, you sort of are more relaxed when you go down. I said, regardless of whatever, it still hurts.
Yeah. And as we get older, you just don't bounce back quite the same, I don't think.
No. And as somebody said the other day, Dave, you're not a spring chicken anymore. I said, listen, I might be a chicken, but there's no spring in me these days.
I can think of another, but I won't. Now, despite this, you've been up at my own hometown up in Nottingham this week.
Yeah. I got invited through the club, West Bromwich Albion, whether I'd be sort of their ambassador to the start of the season, whereby the EFL... and it took place at Nottingham Forest. They have all of the 72 clubs from the league, Championship, League One and League Two. Obviously, to display the latest shirt. And it was quite interesting. Went up there, there was, you know, representatives of, there was managers, there was players, there was coaches, there was just simply fans, foundation members and all that, and it was lovely. And what they did in between the rain, which was great, they put us on the pitch, and they seemed to do it like a geographical sense. And the one laddie I was standing next to, who was very, very helpful, Dave, Coventry City ex-player, he said it looks like, you know, all the spots and all the clubs are marked around the pitch like the British Isles, which was good. And then what we did, they turned us to look at a football, which was, yeah, difficult. But with the idea that we all looked that way, and they took sort of frontal pictures. And then they got, what should we call it, one of them things now they put in the air, a camera, you know.
A drone?
A drone, that's it, I couldn't think of the word. And, yeah, they put a drone up there. So they took some aerial photographs back and front, and we sort of, you know, were told to move around. So they got the pitch, the stadia, all of the shirts. And then afterwards, we relevant people were chosen for whatever. And the media were there in force. You know, they had all of the major medias, the Beeb, the Five Live, etc. And there was a few interviews going on, and we, I think it was six or eight of us, who were actually involved with the presentation through the foundations. The Football League sort of community foundation people were there, and we did a bit of interviewing and a bit of whatever. And what they're going to do, I believe it's Friday they're going to start Twittering and Facebooking it out, but I think at the start of the season they put this like little montage of videos and photographs together just to sort of celebrate the Football League itself, because they obviously don't particularly get involved with the Premier League. As I said, they start the weekend before the Premier League, and it gives the Football League the opportunity to showcase what they're about as well. So very, very interesting, actually, Simon. To, you know, I mean, as a fan, you just rock up to the ground and the games start, and, you know, but you don't realise that all this kind of stuff to promote is going on behind the scenes. Nice. It was interesting.
It's probably where a lot of the money goes.
Well, I mean, there was a few sandwiches and a few cups of coffee. So I think the major expense was going to be for the clubs, if you want to, for petrol, cars, trains and whatever. But no, I did find it quite interesting, and some nice conversations and, you know, a little bit of banter. And nice to meet sort of other fans as well.
See, me being, as you know, really not a football fan particularly, when I say not particularly, I feel as if there's about 15 leagues now on the go.
You know what, Simon? I mean, I enjoy football, but I enjoy football as I sort of still perceive it. But I think you're right. You know, I mean, you hear all these managers these days moaning and bleating on about, you know, all tired legs and all the rest of it. Well, you know the answer. They keep saying, we need a winter break. But it's all right having a winter break. But when the football season finishes and they have the Euro competitions, then they have the World Cups, then they have the Copa Americas, then they have the African Nations, and all of these players from all the clubs, be, you know, Championship, Premier League, the season finishes and they got, what have they got? I don't know, what is it to finish, say, the end of May? They got June and July. They got, say, 8 weeks off. So you would think they would have a little bit of a rest and a bit of pre-season. Now, when they have the rest, these managers and clubs, they send the teams to, say, America or wherever to go and play games. So, hang on a minute. Is there not a little bit of, I forget the word, and, you know, they're sort of, we want rest, and yet they still keep the players playing. They still allow the players to go. If they had less competitions and trying to drum up as much perishing money as they, you know, they can earn, then maybe the players would have the proper rest that they should be having. But it is, it's league after league, game after game, competition after competition. Somewhere down the line, Simon, you know, there's 7 days in a week. When they find that there's 14 days in a week, then, you know, might help us out a little bit, isn't it?
Did you wear an eye patch when you were up at
Nottingham? No, I braved it, mate. I braved it. It was a little sore. It was running a little bit, but I think I've grown from about 500 foot up. Wouldn't see my eye red.
Just some lovely photographs.
Oh, yeah. Lord Nelson standing on the pitch at Nottingham Forest. I know.
So, anyway, how's that affecting your training then? Are you stopped at the moment?
No. Well, I have stopped for the minute because a couple of my guide runners, they're sort of away at the moment. And Dougie on the front of the bike, he's had a couple of days away. So this week particularly, which felt right actually, I run out last Friday. I haven't had a ride or a run for the week, so I'm out tomorrow. And then hopefully, you know, start catching up a little bit. But slow down a bit. But, hey, after comrades and what we put our bodies through, I guess a little rest ain't going to hurt us anyway. And we're sort of preparing for the Great North Run, which is in September.
The what?
The Great North Run.
Is that... Goodness me, I feel as if we've only just done the last one.
Where's the 12 months gone?
Well, there you go. If you want to keep up with Dave, there's very many ways.
Indeed. Indeed. Website is blinddavehealy.co.uk. Facebook and the social media element is what seems to catch most folks' eye. Do you like that one? Mm-hmm. It caught my eye on Saturday. And Facebook is Blind Dave Healy, and Twitter is at Blind Dave Healy. And young Deborah, the wife, the gaffer as she's commonly known as, keeps the social media rocking and rolling when we're up to mischief. So, yeah, you can always find out what we're about.
Well, Dave, glad nothing too serious with the eye, and we will catch up with you next week, all being well.
Indeed, yeah, I'm hoping the patch is gone, the soreness is gone, you know, and but I mean, I'm saying that, Deb still dragged me out to dancing on Monday night.
Oh, surely not.
I did, I had to do me cha-cha-cha and me waltz.
Oh, right, oh, yeah. Well, that's a chat for another day.
Oh, yeah, cha-cha-cha.